5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Donde otras le han fallado, ella le ayudará. Llame 402-213-7449.
En Omaha, ahora escuchas 102.3, El Patrón.
No, this is not El Patrón. You are listening to Anon Radio. ¿Qué hora es? It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm getting out of my car here at Heron Haven on a rainy day. It's not quite raining right now. It's just misting sort of heavily. And there's 8 geese here in the parking lot. It's kind of a warm day, sort of. It's about 68 degrees, but with the rain it seems cool. And right now, I'm walking around in front of the building, looking for praying mantises on this butterfly bush. We found 3 or 4 on this bush alone yesterday. Where are they today? I'm a-looking. Sometimes they're hard to spot because they're so well camouflaged. But then again, maybe they've been hiding out because of the rain. What do mantises do during the rain? They probably try to find some shelter under some leaves. I'm looking. I don't see any of my mantis buddies at this time. It is a little wet out here. Are we going to get seriously rained on? We probably might. probably might. Doubly ambiguous. Okay, so here we are. I'm walking around the building. I'm walking by the shed. I'm looking all around and underneath it. I'm not seeing any mantis or anything. And of course, we came out in the rain today to look for dudes. Because when it rains, dudes do strange things. Animals behave a little bit differently. And there's nobody here. There probably hasn't been anybody here all morning. It's now, shortly before 11:30 a.m. local time. And now we're walking into the forest. It's kind of dark today, very heavily overcast. Besides the 8 geese that were in the parking lot that I had to sort of avoid. is it raining heavier now? I can't tell. But along with the geese that I've already seen, I saw 3 turkeys on the way over here. Not a block away, in one of their usual hangouts. 3 turkeys turkeying it up. They were just hanging out in somebody's front yard, doing turkey business. And I thought that was funny. And they were pretty big turkeys. I guess they're getting ready for winter too. Eating as much as they can and fattening themselves up. Ooh, a drop of water just fell on the microphone. I don't know if you heard that. But I have now come to the crossroads, and we're going to walk out here through the cut and see what's going on out here in the Mulhall's property. Last time we were out here in the rain, there was some mantis. So we're going to look for some mantis again today. Oh, there's geese out here. Wow. Lots of geese today. How many are out there? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. 9 geezers. And what else? Anything else? Well, no, I cannot see any marmots. I'm trying to get better angles of view to see if there's any mottis back there hiding behind that grass. I don't think so. Oh, there could be some mottis in the indentation, but we can't see them from here. So let's just go with no mottis. No mottis out there today. So we'll head back through the cut here and see what else we can find. Dun 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 dun! Alright, so back onto the path here. What's yapping up there? Is that blue jays? There's some birds being obnoxious. And we'll keep on walking on the path here. Ugh, I gotta brush up against all these bushes and they're depositing water on me. Oh, sneaking up on the sub pond here. Did those ducks see me? There's 2 ducks right here, kinda close. I think they know I'm here now. They're swimming away. Swimming away kinda fast. Scooty scoot, scooty scoot. Water level seems like it might be a little bit higher, so that's good. I don't see any other dudes though, just those 2 duckies. No scrats. Oh, and I see a couple frogs. Okay, so out to the boardwalk we go. I don't know how long we're gonna be out here, because I don't know how much it's raining. But we'll go out here and see if we can see any of our usual dudes, like ducks or herons. And we will also check for scratties. Oh, I think it's raining a little bit harder. Yeah, it's actually sort of raining now and not just misting. But as I look around, I got no scrats, got no ducks, got no herons, no nothing. Ooh, yeah, it seems like it's raining pretty good now. Let's get back into the forest where we can kind of stay dry. Oh, oh my god. I just about slipped. Yeah, there's a deer. Hi, baby deer. Oh, now he's spooked because he saw me. There was a deer just sitting in the tall grass behind the cattails. And I saw his head just sticking up. He was just sitting there. But I think I spooked him a little bit. And he just jumped up. And he ran over towards the cut. And damn, now it's really starting to rain. And that's what I mean about coming out here during the rain. We see weird stuff like that deer that was just sitting there, chilling and being deery. And once he noticed that I saw him, he got up and he went over here. So we're back here at the cut. I'm walking through the cut now. Oh man, and it's starting to rain a little harder. Now, where did he go? Where's that deer? Now I can barely see because my glasses are getting coated with raindrops. Well, where did that deer go? I don't see him out here. He must still be in the little woodsy area right here. He can probably hear my voice. He's probably sitting around right over in here somewhere. And I can't see him, because the woods are a little bit thick in this spot. Oh boy, but that's cool. We saw a baby deer in the middle of the day. And it's raining again. It's raining. It's raining, of course. We're stuck out here in the rain again. All right, so I'm crossing the land bridge. Looking down into the Billabong, don't see much of anything. Looking down into the sub pond, there's not much going on down in there. Oh, I'm glad we got to see a deer. I mean, he was a little guy. Where are the other deer? I don't know. And it probably wasn't the little guy that I know so well, because that guy, he wouldn't have bolted. He would have probably walked over and said, "Hi, Tobe. How are you doing? How's the dubious goals committee today?" And I would say, "Oh, it's pretty good, dude." All right, so now I'm walking into the wall blind so we can see what's going on in the back of the Billabong. And nothing. Just rain. Just rain. No ducks, no scrats, no herons, no deer, no turkeys, no nothing. But yeah. That's why it's fun to go out in the rain at Herrenhaven. It's true that you get soaking wet. But the upside to all this is that you get to see some dudes. And that's always fun. So now I'm walking down the walnut corridor. It's so walnutty. I got water dripping all over me. My vision is obscured due to all the raindrops on my glasses. And there's nothing much going on. I'm checking for mushrooms. Not really finding any. Oh, and by the way, I put new batteries in the gear so that we'll have battery power throughout our show as opposed to only the first 20 minutes of our show like yesterday. Yeah. It's damp out here. It's wet. All right, I'm coming to the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, and geez, there's nothing going on out here either. All right, so let's keep going. Let's just keep on moving. This might be a pretty fast run through Herrenhaven today, what with all the water and everything. I guess I'm already pretty soaked. And trying to protect the equipment at the same time is difficult. So into the big blind we go, where we'll be sort of protected from some rain a little bit. Okay, well, this is interesting. All I can see is just a huge expanse of duckweed. There hasn't been any wind, so everything is just this nice even shade of green. There's almost nothing to see. There's no geese, there's no ducks. Not in the delta, not on the new log, not in the corners, not anything. But out there just past the little peninsula that sticks out and creates the hiding space behind it, just off the edge is this log that sticks out behind it. And who's standing on that log? We've got a blue heron. We've got a blue heron, the first one in a couple days, and between the rain on my glasses and the distance, I can't quite tell who it is. I kind of think it's Black Cap Chappie. He turned his head, maybe. It's hard to tell. I mean, he doesn't look as big as Big Bluey, but in the rain, you know, they sort of hunch down. It's not our little guy. It's not our new little guy, that's for sure. Oh, and wait, I see a duck way, way out there, too. He's well over 100 meters away, just swimming. Swimming through the duckweed. I'm checking all my angles just to make sure that there's nobody out here other than us. Dunk-a-lunk-a-doo, dunk-a-lunk-a-doo, nobody's out here. And that blue heron, he's not doing anything. He's not fishing. He's just hunched up against the rain. Just sitting out there. He's not in fishing attitude. He's not in one of his fishing poses. So I'm going to turn around and walk out. So that's great. One blue heron, a bunch of geese, three turkeys, and a deer is all the stuff that I've seen today. That's a pretty good day, considering I've only been out in the outdoors for about 15 minutes now. And I am in the middle of the city. Next time you go outside for 15 minutes, count how many exotic wild animals you see. Squirrels and regular birds don't count. You gotta be dudes. Like deers. And mutties. No mutties today, though. It's kind of strange. The last couple times we've been out in the rain, the marmots have also been out in the rain. And we have seen some very soggy mutts. Soggy mutts are good because they look funny. Everybody likes marmots. What is up with my throat right now? Yowza. Well, the good news is when I get home, I can drink some hot tea. That'll be nice because even though it's like 68 degrees out here, the rain makes it seem cooler. And I am literally, well, I was going to say, I'm dripping wet, but I don't know if I'm dripping wet so much as my glasses are dripping wet. My glasses are collecting a lot of rain, which then pools together and eventually drips off onto my face. So I've got drips, people. If you want to experience what this particular type of rain is like, get in your shower, turn it on cold, and then turn it down so just barely any water is coming out of the shower head. That's what we got here. Rain, rain, rain. All right, so since we're here, walking across the land bridge, we can just go back out the cut here. See if we can see our deer buddy. Maybe he came out. Maybe he's still hiding. Hiding in the bushes. Let's see. Well, the geese are still out here. There's one sentry on the ridge. He's looking out for everybody. And as I get further out here. No. I don't see my deer buddy anywhere. I wonder if I should walk along this hedgerow. And maybe we would see our dude. Because I know that deer is right in here somewhere. He's probably watching me right now. I can't see him. I wonder what would happen if I walked back around. I suppose there's a chance that he turned around and went back to where he was sitting down. Maybe we should go check that out. I think the rain is letting up a little bit for now, so that's good. And as soon as I say that, then I can hear the sounds of it starting back up again. All the water hitting the leaves. Alright, I'm heading back up the path that leads out to the boardwalk. Because this will allow me to see back into the little area where that deer dude was. And the rain is coming down. It's really annoying. Now, where's my dude? Huh. Can't really see anything from right here. Gonna keep going on the path, which takes us further away, but it will get us into some clearer lines of sight. All right, so where is he? There's where he was, and then he hopped up, he ran over there, and he went out there, and geez, there's some really tall grass between me and the little hedgerow. I bet he's back in there, hiding back behind that lump of grass. Hey, dude. Hey, dear buddy, are you back there? That's what I find always works. Talk to them, because they speak English and they know what you're talking about. I just know there's a dude back there, but I can't see him. I cannot see my dear buddy, so I'm just walking back out. And I'm trying to see back in there from here. I just can't see. Still too many bushes and stuff. Gosh. See, he could be right back in there and we'd never be able to see him from here. Or anywhere. It's a perfect, perfect hiding spot back there. There's no way to get to it. And the line of sight is perfectly blocked. I'm walking back out the cut towards the Mulhall's property. All the geese still standing out there. That one sentry still standing on the ridge looking at me going, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to see along the hedgerow here and I really can't. So I'm going to walk out onto the Mulhall's property here and walk along the edge of the forest to see if we can spot our dude. I'm going to talk really quietly so I don't spook our buddy. And I just can't see into these bushes. They're too thick. But our guy could be standing right back there, less than 15 meters away. And we'd never know it. We'd never be able to see him. Look, there's an obvious Mati path. This is where the Matis have been hanging out. And I know there's a Mati den back in there. I wonder if there's a deer in there, too, hanging out with the Matis, saying, oh, you gots to hide me. Yeah, there's a Mati den right back in there. Well, I cannot find our deer, dude. I know he's hiding around here somewhere. Those geese are still out there in the middle of the field, chomping away. I don't see any marmots. I can kind of see into the depression from this angle. There's no Matis out here today. I'm walking back along the hedgerow now. Looking in there. I know there's a deer watching me. I know it's a little baby deer, too. The little babies are watching me, thinking, why is this guy looking for us? Am I being hunted? No, you are not being hunted. I just want to see my baby deers. Alright, well, the good news is I think the rain has let up a little bit. The bad news is my shoes are now so wet that I can feel it. The water has soaked through my shoes and through my socks and is now on my feet. So I'm walking back into the cut, back to the path, and we're going to start heading out of here. I am wet. I am quite damp. Totally worth it. Totally worth it to be out here spotting dudes at Herrenhaven, even though the rain is falling on my microphone. Now, on the off chance that our deer dude went the other direction and somehow I didn't see it, I'm scanning the woods in here very carefully too, checking all the places where I know deer have been known to hang out. Looking around. I don't see anything, but there's some thick spots in here too. There's plenty of good hiding places here at Heron Haven for deers and other animals. So, anyway, didn't really see anything, still not really seeing anything, and we're about 10 steps away from exiting the forest here. That was my finger. Ow. And so here we are, back at the dragonfly pond. Nothing going on in the pond. Looping my way around. Yeah. There's a couple frogs here and there in the dragonfly pond. But that's about it. Alright, so we walk by the shed, we look into the holes. No Matis in the shed holes. Walk around the side of the building here. There's my car. Oh, do I want to jump in my car and go home and have some tea? You know how much I love to drink tea. But first, I want to look for some more mantis buddies. Where's my mantises? I found one on this bush yesterday. I don't know where he is now. Do they bury down underneath there? Do they burrow? Do they hide under the leaves? Alright, so I'm moving past the door. Yeah, this butterfly bush is, this plant is right next to the door of the building. There isn't anybody here. But I'm standing here, using my eyes to scour every little branch of this bush, looking for our mantis-y buddies. I'm trying to look in the back, against the wall of the building. I almost stepped in a very deep puddle. I'm glad I avoided it. I just don't see any back there. Any mantises. So let's check this other bush. I found at least one. There's one. Yes. And he's hanging upside down. He's totally upside down. His body is vertical. He's hanging by his back legs, looking straight down. What's he looking at? Is there another bug down there that he's thinking about eating? I don't know. But this is a nice mantis, average length about 7 centimeters. And what's this over here? I see a body of something weird. It's a grasshopper. Oh boy, even though they're 60 centimeters apart, it's too bad. If I had the time, I would sit here all day and see if this this dude, I think I see another one, if this mantis would get that grasshopper. Over here on this other part, here's another mantis. He's hanging up upside down. Another average-sized dude. He's nice and green. His body is horizontal, but he is upside down. He's clinging to the bottom of some leaves. Yay! We found two mantises. And that's good timing, too, because we're starting to run out of time. I do like mantises. I don't want to check that bush. I'm running out of time. Do I see one from here? No. You have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 without exception, right here on Anon Radio. I'm getting back into my car, where I'm now sort of dry, and I'm going to go home and drink some yummy tea, so tune in tomorrow. Who knows what dudes will find. I'm out of here. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.